Alright folks, welcome back to Stress Makes Soldiers, your daily dose of real talk about turning adversity into advantage. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. We're talking about gratitude, that often overused word that somehow feels both profound and elusive. Ever feel like life's throwing punches left and right? You know that feeling when negativity seems to be the default setting? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be. Gratitude isn't just some fluffy self-help trend. It's a powerful tool, a mental muscle we can train to shift our perspective and actually improve our well-being. And trust me, in today's world, who wouldn't want more of that? So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the science behind gratitude, how it rewires our brains, and most importantly, how you can practically implement it into your daily life. First things first, let's talk about the magic formula. Think of gratitude as a three-part equation. Recognizing good things, acknowledging their source, and expressing appreciation. It sounds simple, right? But here is the kicker, we often take the good stuff for granted. We get so caught up in what's missing that we forget to savor what's already present. So step one is being mindful. Really pay attention to the small wins, the everyday joys that often go unnoticed. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. The laughter of a loved one. That feeling of accomplishment after ticking off an item on your to-do list. These are all gold nuggets of gratitude waiting to be unearthed. Next up is acknowledging the source. Recognizing where those good things come from, whether it's someone who showed kindness, a skill you honed, or simply the opportunity to experience life itself, adds another layer to the grateful feeling. It creates a ripple effect, reminding us that we're not isolated islands but part of a bigger web of interconnectedness. Now on to expressing appreciation. This is where things get really juicy. Gratitude isn't just an internal monologue, it's about sharing the love. A heartfelt thank you note, a simple compliment, or even just taking a moment to tell someone how much they mean to you, these actions have the power to transform relationships and spread positivity like wildfire. Think about a time when someone expressed genuine appreciation for something you did. How did it make you feel? Energized? Motivated? Seen and valued? That's the magic of gratitude, it creates a virtuous cycle, where expressing thanks not only benefits the recipient but also fuels our own sense of well-being. Let me tell you, I've seen this firsthand in my own life. There was this period when everything felt like an uphill battle. Work stress, personal challenges, the whole shebang. It was during that time, more than ever, that I realized the power of gratitude. I started practicing those three steps, recognizing good things, acknowledging their source, and expressing appreciation even when it felt forced at first. And you know what? Slowly but surely, things started to shift. The negativity began to fade, replaced by a sense of calm and purpose. It's like this. Imagine your mind as a garden. If you constantly focus on the weeds, the negativity, the complaints, the anxieties, those will be the only things that grow. But if you actively cultivate gratitude, like planting seeds of appreciation and tending to those positive thoughts, your whole mindset blossoms. You start to see the world through a different lens, one filled with possibilities and opportunities for joy. So here's the deal. Start small. Take 5 minutes each day to jot down three things you're grateful for. It could be anything, a warm shower, a delicious meal, the sound of laughter, whatever brings a smile to your face. Then take those feelings and share them with someone else. A simple thank you can go a long way. Remember, folks, stress doesn't have to rule your life. You have the power to choose your mindset. And practicing gratitude is one of the most effective tools in your arsenal. So, get out there, spread the love, and remember, even on the toughest days, there's always something to be grateful for. That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with anyone who could use a dose of gratitude in their life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.